You got clean. Climbing up that hill was an impressive feat. To think of all the demons you had to jockey just to see that boulder.
Listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 201. I'm your host, Sid Souter. We start things off this week with a track by Cursive. That song is called Double Dead. You can find that on the band's new album, I Am Gemini, a complex concept album that was just released on Saddle Creek Records back in February. Cursive, of course, based out of Omaha, Nebraska, though they're on the road now and probably playing in your backyard. And it looks like there's a million dates in March, April, May, all over the U.S. and the U.K. as well. And for those in Kansas City, they will be playing the Middle of the Map Fest, so there's your best bet to catch them there. Got some good music for you this week. Let's go ahead and get into that. This is a track by Of Montreal. The song is called Dour Percentage.
Baby,
All right, that is Locomotive by Alex Winston. That's on her new album, King Khan, which came out March 6th on Island Records. Yes, Island Records, reppin' the majors. But I've been looking forward to that album for a long time, and it definitely delivers. The best tracks are the ones we've heard in singles online before, but that is a very solid album because there's some great singles on there. Before that, we heard Dour Percentage by Of Montreal. That's from the band's new album, Paralectic Stocks. That came out February of this year on Polyvinyl Records, the band out of Athens, Georgia, of course. Definitely channeling the 70s there, but, you know, I much prefer their take of the sunny 70s than, say, that of Bon Iver. Lots of disco in there, too, and I just really like that track. I think it's sunny and fun, and you know what? This is the time of the year for sunny and fun. I'm sure the weather is as nice where you are as it is where I am. Just looking out the window, watching the kids play kickball in the park, it's good times. Well, I guess I should let you know how the podcast works. Every week, I get new music, I listen to it, and I play it on the podcast. It's really that simple. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, it's bad. Whatever. We'll get through it together. Hopefully, I make good choices, make a good podcast, and keep you coming back week after week. Let's jump into something new here. This is Andrew Bird with the song Eye on Eye.
It out, and you go ahead and wear it inside out, and it's valley. Who doesn't speak in his own tongue? He bears a grudge against the English. The tune to which his songs are sung. There's a man down in the valley who is moving back in time. It's a physical ascension. You can watch him as he climbs. The farmers' wives are at their windows. They've seen him wind his way for hours. They tell the kids to lower their voices and pretend that they are out. There's a man down in the valley trying to stop time in its tracks. His boots lie heavy on the grasses, but it keeps on pushing back. And his wife, she was a painter, but now she stains the altar black. He's out bird watching on the islands, and she wishes he'd come back. There's a man down in the valley, and he dreams of moving west, of battles raged against the Furies that might see him at his best. His right foot from his left.
And I just don't know what I can say there. That is David Sylvian with the song Manaphone. That was released in 2009 on the album of the same name, though I just picked that up as part of his A Victim of Stars 1982 to 2012 Greatest Hits package. It's a two-CD set that gives you a retrospective of his career, and it is a vast and varied one, and a pretty important one, too. Traveling through those discs, you get early kind of Roxy Music-inspired stuff, Depeche Mode sort of stuff, some sort of Latin jazz that kind of feels almost Joe Jackson-y, some ballads that are Elvis Costello-like, and then that track, which, you know, is kind of Dead Can Dance-y, very atmospheric and maybe Nick Cave-y a bit. So it travels all those, and he sometimes was on the front of those trends, and sometimes he was on the back end, but he's an important artist, and that is a two-CD set that'll fill you in on everything you need to know. That was just released on Virgin Records back in February. Before that, Chicago's Andrew Bird with the song Eye on Eye from his new album Break It Yourself, which just came out in March on Mom and Pop Records. It is an interesting album that Andrew is working with a band instead of just working with backing musicians. I feel there's really a band effort there, and you can hear it in that song there. A little more rock and a little more focused on a fuller sound, and I enjoy that. So good things there from Andrew Bird. Well, I see I'm about out of time, so let's get the business out of the way. I want to let you know that you've been listening to the Too Much Rock Podcast number 201. I've been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at toomuchrock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. Or find me on your favorite social media outlet, including Twitter, at Sid Much Rock. Looking at the concert calendar, if you're in Kansas City, on the 19th, you should definitely see Peter Case and Paul Collins at the Record Bar, and the 20th, Library Voices at Czar Bar. Sad I'm missing those, but I am still working out in New Jersey, but I plan on slipping up to New York on the 22nd to catch the wedding present, don't worry about me too much. Let's see. As often in the case of the Too Much Rock podcast, I end with something a little bit different, and a lot of times it's metal. I don't know. It doesn't make sense, but hey, it's my podcast. I can do what I want, right? We're going to end a track with Nine Covens. The name of this song is On the Resurrection and the Harrowing of Hell, Part 3, Resided into the Darkness, Fall. Yes, it's there. It's pretentious, but that's what black metal is, right? The album is On the Coming of Darkness, and it was released back in November of last year on Candlelight Records. The band is a mysterious sort from the UK somewhere who claim to be members of other famous and wonderful bands, but don't really tell you who because they'd like to be judged on their own merit. Sounds a little fishy to me, but that's okay. I enjoy this. It's kind of straight-up black metal. Nothing progressive or interesting or bold about it to tempt you hipsters. But if you're into black metal, this will be something you enjoy. And if you're not, well, thank you for listening. We'll talk again next week.